A move to expand the Eurozone bailout fund fell short today. It came down to the last vote of the zone's 17 member nations, and Slovakia's parliament said no.
Today's news comes after a vote yesterday in support from the parliament of Malta. While the vote there was contentious, to many young people in the tiny Mediterranean island nation, the question was never really in doubt. NPR's Philip Reeves has that story.
Here, the Eurozone crisis seems as remote as the moon. This is Malta, an ochre-coloured cluster of islands in the middle of the Mediterranean. In the capital, Valletta, tourists wander through the old sandstone palaces and Baroque churches and gather on a warm, windy afternoon to watch the dancing fountains. Malta's tiny, about a tenth of the size of Rhode Island. You can drive its widest part, coast to coast, in under an hour. Malta's been an independent nation for less than half a century. Before that, pretty much everyone in the neighbourhood took a turn at ruling it, from Knights of the Crusades to
Romans, Arabs, Turks, Greeks, France, English. We took some of their cultures and habits, and now finally we have our culture, you know.
Jessica Falzon's sitting under some cedar trees, sheltering from the sun. She and her friends are taking a break from classes at the University of Malta. Malta only joined the euro in 2008, tying the fate of its 400,000 people to more than 300 million in a single currency zone now in deep trouble. The president of the European Commission's just warned that Europe's young people face a baptism of fire. Yet here, and in some other parts of Europe too, no one seems terribly worried.
I guess it hasn't affected Malta yet as much, because now we're just seeing on the news other countries, you know, battling and so on.
That's Darcel Falzon, who's 22.
There's always that risk of not finding a job, ultimately, and in Malta being such a small country, it's even worse. But, I mean, all you can do is just study and then whatever happens will happen.
Malta's parliament yesterday finally voted in favour of a much bigger European bailout fund. It also agreed that Malta can make extra loans to stricken Greece, a nation some 30 times its size. Falzon's philosophical about that too, as she thinks right now Eurozone nations need to support each other.
Because today it's you, tomorrow it would be us who would need help, so I think it's a good thing.
Step inside the university, a few yards away, and meet Professor Roderick Pace, an expert on the European Union. Patch is in no doubt about the severity of the trouble now brewing.
I think it is a very huge crisis historically, which should not be underestimated.
Patchy thinks the solution is political.
The political leadership in Europe has to show that it has the heart, the strength, the leadership to lead Europe out of this crisis.
That has not happened so far. The international community, including the US, is increasingly frustrated with Europe's leaders who are seen as posturing and dithering. Only yesterday, EU leaders decided to delay a potentially crucial summit by about a week. It's widely believed to survive, the Eurozone must create a much deeper political union. That'll be at the expense of some of the sovereignty of its 17 nations. The people of these streets in Malta waited centuries for sovereignty. You'd think they'd hate parting with even the smallest grain of it. But Darcel Falzon thinks you can integrate politically without losing all that much.
Nowadays, not just in the Eurozone, I mean, the world has become a global village, right? So it's the whole world who's actually moving in that direction. We stand as Malta, we remain Malta, I believe, and I hope so.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Malta.
This is All Things Considered.